The cross is not just a place where all individuals from all over the world can come and kneel and find the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. Praise the Lord! I believe most of us, if not all, have done that without even thinking about whether I'm a Gentile, whether I'm a Jew, whether I'm a barbarian or what, wherever I come from, when am I'm accepted or what, whatever. That probably didn't come into our mind. But when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross and we went to Him by faith, trusting in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, something else was involved. Something else was involved. A big program was underway to do something new. The one new man. I love the one new man. I've given my life for it. That's what I'm living for by the grace of God. Apostle Paul says that was his job. God gave him that job to make all men see what it is. Not just individual salvation, but that corporate salvation of being united together, fused together by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here we have this wall, or these walls, controversial subject, but in point D, I have Torah walls tumble. Torah walls tumble. Law walls tumble. People are trying to rebuild them today, be more Jewish, but look, we've just got to be in love with the Lord Jesus. We're in Christ. We can appreciate all that has come to us from the nation of Israel, and I love it. I learned Hebrew because I love the nation of Israel. Curious me, I wanted to read the Old Testament in the original language. My wife and I thought that we might be involved in Jewish evangelism when we were teenagers. I was privileged to have my Hebrew instructor as a graduate of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem in Mount Scopus. It was very interesting to be instructed by him. I was 18 and 19 years of age at that time. It was an opportunity that came my way. Now, when we go to Acts chapter 10, we find all of these issues arose, and one of them was the Apostle Peter said, we can't put the law on to Gentile believers. Our forefathers could not bear it. Our forefathers could not bear it. They knew what law observance was. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ comes in a mighty way. We have the old nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. He was on the wall, wasn't he? This one, here, it's the wall that collapses. Not Humpty Dumpty. Torah walls come tumbling down. Here they are. Into an entirely new situation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Appreciating all that has come to us from the sap of the olive tree. All of it. An appreciation of the Word of God that has come to us from the Jewish nation. I'm one of those who believe that all of the writers of the New Testament were Jewish people. And there is a controversy about Luke. Mike and I have a little bit of an exchange. That's okay. Even, at least 99%, yes. Unto them were committed the oracles of God, is the word in Romans. And we often say, if you don't know what to say to a Jewish person, just thank them for your Bible. And that will, they probably say, what? And then we have the racial and economic gender barriers broken down. Let's just read one where it mentions the barbarians, because that's me, and I want to, let's have a look at, is it Ephesians or Colossians 3, 10 and 11? I particularly want the barbarian one. Colossians 3, 10. Ah, yes, I like this. Verse 9, Colossians 3, 9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man and with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where? Where? In this new man, this new realm, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. Therefore, be holy people. Now here in this new realm, in this new identity, we find that things that are contrasted and things that are at enmity with one another are abolished. There is neither Greek nor Jew. Well, of course, both of those people thought that they were the most important people in the world. Greeks thought that they were the best nation in the world. Olympics, best in body, best in mind. Did you know in every gymnasium there was a library and there was a chapel looked after body and soul. They thought the body was so great that they did most of their Olympics and gymnastics in the nude. That's where gymnos comes from. Gymnasium. Yeah. Worship the body. Clear mind and so on. They were the leading race. And then, of course, the Jewish people thought they were elect of God and all these others were dogs. That's one of the great ancient Jewish beliefs. God visited all the nations of the world. No one would accept the Ten Commandments but us. So they're the leading people. Now, we've got these proud, superior people. Something's happening. God's putting them together. The one new man. Circumcised and uncircumcised. Yeah. You uncircumcised Philistine was one of the expressions. Yeah, superiority. I'm clean, you're unclean. What's this other one? Barbarian or Scythian. Oh, what did the Romans think of the barbarians? The barbarians. I'm only a barbarian, incidentally. I come from the Germanic tribes north in the Roman Empire, Anglo-Saxons, over to England and so on. And the uneducated, so Rome thought. Jews didn't want anything to do with them. The barbarians. And the Scythians, they were Hungarians. And they were cannibals. And so a list of all these people. God must have been doing something with these people, you see. And now what's happening? putting them together. Putting them together by the baptizing work of the Holy Spirit. I remember in my home assembly, we had 12 nationalities meeting at one time. 12 nationalities. I know there's a problem with language. Language groups having to meet together and so on. There may be something a little bigger here. In New Testament times, they used the common language of the society, even though they were all different. Jews, barbarian, Scythian, Greek and so on. They used the trade language. That's why the New Testament is written in Koine Greek. How did this happen? Well, in Acts chapter 10 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we find it was accomplished through gospel preaching. That's how it happened. Gospel preaching. 1 Corinthians 10. If you read 1 Corinthians 10, and incidentally, the evangelist who was there, that God sent. And let's go over now, please, to turn the page, and we'll see one of the issues here. Let's go to the forming of the one new man, historical and transitional issues. There are a number of issues in the historical development. Paul and the apostles have had this revelation, you see, of this new thing that was happening. It's revolutionary. They can't go to a bookshop and read a book about it. They can't even turn to the Old Testament and read about it. It's something new. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ.